house. This is that little house in the Pecan Grove, obviously. But it used to, actually, the thing I can tell you that you would not know is that that little house has moved to maybe three or four places on campus. It's not always been in that one place.
Right. I was when I was speaking to the other gentleman, he had told me that it moved from right across from where the pod is now, was in that general vicinity, and it moved over to Pecan Grove, and I assume it used to be in a field somewhere over on campus. But
No, of course, I'm the archivist here, so okay. I know where some of these things were. Mm-hmm. We've got photographs of the buildings from way back. Mm-hmm. And so we can almost, I couldn't, you know, off the top of my head, remember where they all were, but they show pictures of the house in various locations on campus. And they were all pretty much, I would say, close in to the central part of the campus. Because, mm-hmm. well, first of all, the dorms that are here now were not here in those earlier years. So everything goes right around where it is now.
All right.
But the, and of course, in actual fact, it's the building itself is we're not too sure about the original purpose of the building. We think it may have been used for part of the construction of the original building on campus. But we're not too sure of that or when that would have changed or when or if it would have been moved right after that happened or not. But it has been used for all kinds of things over the years. I know it was even used for the Rattler at one time. Rattler offices at one time. It was served for a while. We had the brothers had an office that was called the vocation office for looking for getting information for people who would be interested in joining the brothers. And so that was a vocation office for a while. It was used as a classroom, of course, mm-hmm. at one time.
Yeah, I read about that it was a science classroom, and that it was incredibly an unorganized classroom, and the only thing that was labeled correctly was a miscellaneous drawer.
Was what?
I read that the only thing that was labeled correctly in the classroom was a drawer labeled miscellaneous.
Well, that's, I haven't heard quite that story, but it could be, yeah. I believe the some of the things that were found in that building were things that they were glass negatives. Mm-hmm. They had a series of, do you know what glass negatives are?
Right, yeah. Okay. So it's a little glass
slides. These were big.
Oh, big glass slides, okay.
Yeah, they were so that it would have been taken, of course, by a camera that would handle that mm-hmm. type of that thing as negative. And there were a lot of the early scenes of the campus about the buildings and whatever were taken, pictures were taken, and they were put into boxes in the, and I think, this is my, what I believe was the case. They were put into the, among other things, the miscellaneous box, in the miscellaneous place, probably in that building.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually they were moved out. We now have them in this building.
Okay.
And they're organized.